Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we try to take out the bits of the sensible news in football from the week. This is Tariq joining you this week. We don't have our usual Karan and Vishal, both in absentia, but we have somebody new joining us, our resident red, and that would be Apurv from Pune. Hi Apurv, welcome to the show.
Absolute pleasure to be here, Tariq. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so this is a long due appearance for you on the show. You have been asking for it for a long time. And we found the exact timing to bring you in because obviously over the weekend, the only thing probably worth discussing from a Soccer Sense perspective is the big result at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, Tariq, it's actually one of the very few weekends where on a Sunday I wouldn't mind talking about football, because the way Liverpool have been playing for the last few weekends, generally after their game I want to stay away from football as much as possible. But yesterday was brilliant. I think Liverpool victory is always, you know, always lifts the spirits. The fact that it came against a team that has caused us a lot of misery over the last few years made it even more special.
So here are the basic stats: that Liverpool had not scored more than two goals at the Bridge for a long, long time. I think since 1989, if I'm not wrong, or 1998. I forget the exact year, but it's basically a long time. Secondly, Liverpool had not been scoring multiple goals, I mean, let alone multiple goals, even single goals this season. For all of this, all of these things to be broken on one day when everything just came together for Jurgen Klopp for his first victory with Liverpool. I mean, you could not have asked for a more perfect outing.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at Liverpool's last 11 games, I think apart from the home game against Villa, they have not scored more than one goal in any of their games.
Yes.
And if you, again, go through that sequence, you know, it's basically been, I think, eight of those games have been draws and they've all been 1-1. The moment Chelsea went ahead in the third minute, you know, I had this feeling of here we go again. When was the last time Liverpool actually came back from a goal down to draw or win a game? I can't remember.
I think 2013-14 away at, I think, West Ham or something, they had done that. But yes, I get your point there.
It's been a long time. And then there was this feeling that Liverpool have a soft belly, that the moment they are under the pump, you know, they don't sort of react to it. If someone scores a goal, they sort of, the head suddenly drop. And yesterday, if you watched the game, I'm sure you did, for the first 10 minutes after Chelsea scored a third, they were all over Liverpool.
Absolutely.
Strangely, for some reason, Chelsea then decided to retract. They sort of held you know, the line, and then they didn't sort of press forward as much. That allowed Liverpool to sort of settle into a rhythm. And one of the most pleasing aspects for a Liverpool fan was the fact that they actually came back, leveled the score, and then went on to win the game. That's as I said, that's been a long time coming.
Right, so this is probably too short a time to read into narratives, but the narratives are too delicious not to get into. It's a springboard for Jurgen Klopp to start, like the commentator said, this is a result that fans can believe in, because he was talking about turning doubters into believers.
Right.
And on the flip side of the coin, reading into Mourinho and Chelsea's decline, I think you tweeted saying that Mourinho does not realize the real problem by externalizing all the blame, that the real problem is actually the team.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll put a caveat. I'm a huge admirer of Jose Mourinho, and I think most people who follow football are admirers of Jose Mourinho.
Yes.
But to me, it seems that he's just becoming, you know, blaming factors other than football for his team's decline. Hand on heart, 11-11 Chelsea yesterday, particularly after they got ahead, should have won that game comfortably. Liverpool were nervous for the first 15 minutes. They didn't know what was going on. And Chelsea should have taken the game by the scruff of the neck and dominated. I have no idea why, as I said, they sort of retracted. They allowed Liverpool to sort of get into the game and dominate.
In fact, what I noticed was that they were not maintaining a line. They had just thrown random bodies behind the ball, and that's what they were doing almost the entire of the end of the first half, and paid for it by the Coutinho goal.
Absolutely, and just for it, you know, I know I'm talking mainly about Liverpool, but one of the most revealing things that I noticed yesterday was people on the Chelsea bench were two people who were instrumental in winning the league last year. That was Fabregas and Matic. They were very, very central to Chelsea's plans last year, and they were on the bench. That to me shows that fundamentally is undergoing a lot of change.
Right. And somebody else mentioned this, that this is a team where there does not seem to be competition for places. So this does not really look like a team who are defending champions and who have something to defend.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they haven't come out flying like you would expect the defending champions to come. They have issues that put out about it. I mean, as you said, the time is too short to sort of get into it. But the doctor issue, the issues with players, I mean, there was a European Champions League game. But Matic came in as a substitute in the second half.
And was substituted
in 20 minutes. I mean, that's virtually unheard of. I mean, I think, my personal view is that's actually humiliating a player.
Absolutely.
I can't see how that player can then get along with that manager. There seems to be issues there beyond, within the team, the fundamentals seem to be changing. They just keep on coming after every game and blaming the referees. And trying to suggest that there's some sort of the world against Chelsea.
Yes, and it's easy to build that narrative, but then probably not easy to sustain that. But enough about Chelsea. Let's talk about, because this is the Soccer Sense podcast, so let's talk about the stuff that made sense. And I think the stuff that made sense was Klopp's approach to the game.
Yeah, Klopp has been a revelation. His approach to the game, you know, I think for Liverpool fans, you know, there have been many false dawns, so I hope this is not a false dawn. But he's in a breath of fresh air. He's come out and you know, sort of had an impact on the team, the way the team is functioning, the way the team is sort of flourishing. And as I said early on, you know, the way the team has reacted in spite of going behind, to me sort of indicates that he's had an impact on the team, the way he's changing the mentality and their approach to the game. And that is very, very good to see for a Liverpool fan.
Right, and most importantly, this was not his strongest squad. He does not have the strongest squad at the moment for selection.
Yes, and he's not, in spite of this not being his strongest squad, one of the things very clear is he's not also afraid to experiment, he's not afraid to throw in youngsters, and he's not afraid to take bold decisions. When the game was locked at 1-1, he made a decision of substituting James Miller.
Right.
Was the captain of the day and was not having a great game though.
Yeah.
That was a bold decision. He substituted James Milner, got in Christian Benteke.
And it worked. It did make an
absolutely
impact.
And that was a bold decision. He could have easily, stuck out from Firmino and got in Benteke or some other player. But he took out the captain, stuck in a striker who was brilliant for the last 30 minutes and switched him.
And his reactions were priceless. So I would basically actually pay for a service that allows me a player cam on Jurgen Klopp the whole game, because it's wonderful to watch.
I watched the game and then watched Jose and Klopp's reaction for the next 90 minutes. You know, taped it separately and just had the camera focusing on it, and you still be very entertained with it. Two great characters. Unfortunately, they're at different ends of the spectrum at the moment.
Right, Klopp at the post-match conference was asked about the first half injury time goal, and he was asked that was the time played too much, and he just shrugged and said, "I don't care if it was," which pretty much sums him up.
Two priceless reactions there, Tariq. One was the one that you mentioned. The other one was someone asked him whether Liverpool can win the title, and he said, "Are you crazy? I've just come here." So that's Klopp at his very best.
Absolutely. So, straight shooter and very pragmatic. Probably, hopefully, the springboard that Liverpool are looking for. And hopefully, this will be one of many appearances for you on the podcast to talk about those strides that Liverpool will be making.
I'll keep pestering you on the social media, Tariq, if you don't get me. I'm sure you'll get me something.
Okay, we definitely will. So this kind of brings us to the end of this All Red podcast this week. Finally, we have enough stuff to talk about Liverpool that it fills up the whole podcast. Thank you so much, Apoor, for joining.
Absolute pleasure, Tariq. Thank you so much for being me.
And thank you, everyone. We will be joining you again next week with our full contingent and a discussion about the week's action. You can find us on iTunes at Soccer Sense, or if you listen to your podcast on Stitcher, you can find us on Stitcher at Soccer Sense, or you can find us on soccer-sense.madeinwithopinion.com. Thank you very much for joining us. This is Tariq signing off along with our fellow Red, that is Apoorv, who joined us from Pune. Apoorv, you'll never walk alone. And we shall see you probably soon. All right.